Former state prosecutor Glynis Breytenbach has testified at the Mokgoro inquiry. She was talking about a time when the NPA decided to drop charges against former crime intelligence head Richard Mdluli. And of course, the entire conversation that is being had at this inquiry is all about the issue of Nomcobo Jiba and Lawrence Mkhwebi's fitness to hold office within the National Prosecuting Authority. Now, EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman is at that inquiry for us, as he has been for a number of days now. Hi there, Barry. What was Glynis Breytenbach able to tell the commission today?
Hey, good afternoon, Joanne. Well, she took us back to about 2010, 2011, when she was the regional head of the Serious Commercial Crimes Unit in Pretoria, when one day, out of the blue, she received a visit from Nomcobo Jiba. And Jiba was there to tell her that she had just been appointed as a deputy director in her particular office. She said at the time there was a lot of reservations about Jiba's integrity. She had been suspended for her involvement in Crime Intelligence's investigation of the Salibi prosecutor at the time, Kheri Nel. She had been suspended for her involvement there, and she had just returned to work. She described how, over in a short period of time, within a year, she had received this massive promotion to Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions, and shortly thereafter to the Acting National Director of Public Prosecutions. Breytenbach told us how she had concerns that she didn't have the requisite skills or the experience to hold this particular position. She wasn't convinced that she was the right person for the job. She then told us more about Lawrence Mkhwebi, who at the time got to a point when he was appointed as the head of the Serious Commercial Crimes Unit. And at this particular time, Breytenbach was handling the Richard Mdluli matter. She described how Mkhwebi unlawfully interfered in this particular matter, and he took the decision, accepted representations from Mdluli, and took the decision to withdraw this case against Richard Mdluli. She went in on, and she covered through a timeline, how they eventually got to the point that an unrelated matter led to a complaint being laid against her. And this complaint, being driven by Lawrence Mkhwebi and later Nomcobo Jiba, led to her being suspended and being hauled through an internal disciplinary inquiry. She says the reason she was hauled before the internal disciplinary matter and later through a criminal matter was because of her pursuing the Richard Mdluli matter. She said this was an excuse to get her off that particular case, and ultimately this is what cost her career in the National Prosecuting Authority, this relentless push out of the organization by Mkhwebi and Nomcobo Jiba.
Now, a little bit later on, I understand Jiba was removed from the NPA and Mxolisi Ngasana appointed. Did Ngasana make any effort to keep Glynis Breytenbach on?
He did. You know, Breytenbach says that when he was appointed, and Ngasana was appointed, she had serious reservations about him. She thought he was going to be another stooge, another puppet. And, you know, she admits she had a very unfair perception of him until she had the first meeting with him. And she said he came across, he was convincing that, you know, he was dedicated to turning the organization around, that he wanted to do the right things and, you know, base decisions on facts and so on. But by this time already, Breytenbach, she said she was sitting in an empty office. She wasn't being given any work, and she had decided that she was going to leave the organization. And Ngasana tried to persuade her otherwise, said, please give it 3 months. Ultimately, Breytenbach, she didn't. She left the organization to join the Democratic Alliance. But what she did tell us is that, you know, she could see that Ngasana's days were numbered when he asked for the politically charged case dockets. These include the Mdluli matter, the spy tapes matter. She knew there was going to be a very strong pushback, and ultimately she knew he would not survive. And as we know today, he eventually stepped down in 2015. We know the controversy there.
Right. To get back to her case in particular, we know that she was put through an internal disciplinary hearing, but after she was acquitted, was Breytenbach able to return to work right away?
No, it wasn't. You know, I mean, even if she was acquitted in this particular matter, and it related to the ICT Kumba Iron or Sishen matter, you know, she after she was acquitted, she wanted to return to work, get back to the SCCU where she could continue with her particular cases. But then she was told by management, being Jiba and Mkhwebi, that there was an irretrievable breakdown in the relationship. Well, her attorneys had sent a letter that said, whatever discomfort you are feeling, it is through your own doing. She was then offered to be relocated to another part of the NPA. She declined this, and ultimately she was moved. She accepted the move to the Director of Public Prosecution's office in Gauteng. And she says this is where she was essentially given a big, lonely office and no work. And she was paid a huge salary for doing absolutely nothing for the NPA, which ultimately led to her deciding to leave.
Barry, tell us what happens next. Is there cross-examination underway or does someone else take the stand?
Yeah, cross-examination is currently underway. We've had Norman Arendse for GIBA. He's concluded his cross-examination, but he was tackling this reservation that Breitenbach had about Nkomo Jiba's skills and expertise to be able to hold this position of the acting National Director of Public Prosecutions. Norm Arendse is suggesting that Jiba, in terms of transformation, she was the ideal candidate. This, of course, was being rejected entirely by Breitenbach. Breitenbach saying there were more than adequate black women or capable black women within the organization to take that position. She said it straight out, that the reason Jiba was appointed as the national director was for nefarious purposes, this going back to the whole Mgluli prosecution. She also hit out at the suggestion that she was treated fairly in her whole disciplinary inquiry. Breitenbach saying that the whole reason she was put through this inquiry was on flimsy reasons. There was no case at all, and the reason was to protect Richard Mgluli. So she's not conceded anything to Jiba's cross-examination, to the suggestion that she was treated fairly and the case against her was legitimate.
All right. Thank you so much for filling us in so comprehensively there. Barry Bateman, our EWN senior reporter.